Global Initiatives on Maternal Health. In 1985, at the end of the International Decade for Women, maternal deaths were highlighted as an issue, with more than 500,000 women dying each year while giving life. In addition, it was observed that maternal and child health programs placed emphasis on child health, thus raising the question, where is the M in MCH? To address these issues, the Safe Motherhood Initiative was launched in Nairobi in 1987 to get attention of the world on the unacceptable magnitude of maternal deaths. The International Conference on Population Development (ICPD) in Cairo in 1994 was a watershed for sexual and reproductive health rights (SRHR) and maternal health, where calls were made to recognize and respond to the influences of the broader socio-economic and political determinants of SRHR and maternal health, and where the human rights and gender perspectives were emphasized. These calls reverberated at the Fourth World Conference on Women in Beijing in 1995. The follow-up on recommendations made at these two conferences with their respective programs of action and platform for action were examined every 5 years thereafter, culminating in the reaffirmation of the ICPD program of action in a UN General Assembly session on ICPD Beyond 2014 and a review of the Beijing Platform for Action in 2015 at the 59th session of the Commission on the Status of Women CSW. Page 4. The MDGs was another milestone for maternal health. The 8 goals in the MDGs are interrelated, aimed to work in consonance with achieving human development. MDG 5 is to improve maternal health. The first of the two targets is reducing maternal mortality by 3/4 75% between 1990 and 2015, with indicators 1 maternal mortality, and 2 the proportion of births attended by skilled health professionals. The second target of MDG 5, achieving universal access to reproductive health, was added in 2005, after advocacy and insistence from several movements and stakeholders including civil society, to ensure that the MDGs do not fall short of the aspirations made in the 1994 ICPD program of action. The indicators for this target are vertical line contraceptive prevalence rate, vertical line adolescent birth rate, vertical line antenatal coverage at least one visit, and vertical line unmet need for family planning. In the context of this thematic paper, it is pertinent to view MDG 5 as linked to the MDG 1, which is to eradicate extreme poverty and hunger. Its first target is to halve between 1990 and 2015 the proportion of people whose income is less than $1 a day, which is to be measured by the three indicators, namely, 1 proportion of people earning less than $1 a day, 2 the poverty gap ratio, and 3 share of the poorest quintile in national consumption. The second target of this MDG is to halve between 1990 and 2015 the proportion of people who suffer from hunger, to be measured by 1 the prevalence of underweight children under 5 years of age, and 2 the proportion of the population below minimum level of dietary energy consumption. It has become clear that MDG 5 is the goal that has made the least progress, and is unlikely to be achieved if the current situation persists. In response, the Global Strategy on Women's and Children's Health was launched by the UN Secretary-General in September 2010, aimed to prevent 33 million unwanted pregnancies, 570,000 deaths in women from pregnancies and childbirth, and 15 million deaths in children under 5 years old, UN 2010. Under this strategy, 2 commissions were established. The Commission on Information and Accountability (COIA) is to ensure that pledges and commitments among member states are honored, and that more reliable information is obtained to track results and resources. The Commission on Life-Saving Commodities for Women and Children is to address the problem of cost-effective high-impact health commodities not reaching the women and children who need them, because of several barriers, poverty being the major reason. Reports on the progress of the MDGs made the headline of the Wall Street Journal of August 3, 2013. The headline read, "Countries Met Poverty Reduction Goal But Trip on Maternal Health," and the report highlighted that the world has achieved MDG 1. This achievement means that the proportion of people living on less than $1.25 a day in 2010 has declined as targeted. It is now 22% compared to 47% in 1990, thus achieving the target of having this proportion. It should be noted, however, that civil society groups have opposed the poverty measurement of $1.25 a day, calling it as a starvation indicator. Note reference 3. And therefore much more remains in eradicating poverty and hunger. Page 5. For MDG 5, the picture is dismal. Though the MDG report of 2014 indicated that the maternal mortality ratio dropped by 45% between 1990 and 2013, from 380 to 210 deaths per 100,000 live births, this significant progress is still way below the targeted 75% reduction by 2015. A closer look at this figure would indicate that maternal mortality in developing regions is 14 times higher than in developed regions, with 230 per 100,000 live births compared to 16 per 100,000 respectively in 2013. The report further showed that there were an estimated total of 289,000 maternal deaths in 2013 due to pregnancy and childbirth. Further, Sub-Saharan Africa registered with the highest incidence of maternal death, with 510 per 100,000 live births. Since maternal death can be prevented, the report suggested a concerted effort to ensure that there is universal access to both antenatal and effective interventions like family planning and access to information and services. Also, the report noted that monitoring efforts should be strengthened to ensure that effective actions are taken. UNMDG's report, 2014. The ICPD Beyond 2014 process has provided opportunities and impetus for analyzing and addressing the challenges that have hampered the achievement of the goals set in the program of action. Additionally, deliberations are ongoing on the framing of the next set of goals for human development for the post-2015 period.